This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It has not been an easy week for the state of New South Wales, especially those on the mid-north coast, with heavy rains and flooding leaving many people displaced and homes and businesses lost and damaged. Although the rain has now stopped, the flood recovery process is only just beginning. Today, I'm joined by Reverend Claire Wright, Ministry Development Minister for the Uniting Church in the Manning Valley. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Georgia.
Now, Claire, you are on the ground up at the mid-north coast. Floodwaters have started to recede here in Sydney, but how is the situation where you are?
Well, as in your neck of the woods, I guess the waters are receding. The river is still visibly swollen in my own area, but as you say, the recovery effort is underway. We've moved from rescues largely to cleanups and the much, much longer process of recovery. Thank God we haven't had any deaths up here, I don't believe, but it's so much more than property damage. It's livelihoods. It's the morale of a community still reeling from last year's bushfires. So, yeah, the needs are only just beginning to emerge as the floodwaters recede.
Claire, what does that recovery process look like right now?
Well, the emergency management plan kicked into gear fast, so the system has been working for people in evacuation centres and now in recovery centres. And it's wonderful that the various faith-based agencies, so our own Uniting Church and Anglicare, the Salvos, the Red Cross and the Adventists are an important part of that immediate service of access to help. On the ground, there are an awful lot of people who are, for various reasons, not necessarily able or equipped to access that system of getting help. So it might be internet access issues or transport. There are so many people who think the system is for other people who are, you know, more worthy or worse off than they are. To be honest, some people may have lost a little bit of faith in that system because they're still struggling with the impact of the bushfires from last year. So there is a real need out at those ragged edges and those gaps for, I guess, faith-based communities and neighbours being neighbours to get in there and meet the smaller needs that are nevertheless, a heavy burden for people.
How have you seen churches really step up and fill the gap and reach those margins during this time?
We are uniquely placed, I think, as communities of faith to use and build these networks of neighbours being neighbours to get the word out of how people can access the broader help that the agencies offer, to share stories, to give people a chance to grieve, to process, and just to meet needs wherever we encounter them. I've been thinking this week of one of those famous sayings by Arthur Ashe, the great tennis player, who said, "Start where you are and do what you can with what you have." And so many little church-based, faith-based communities are just out in the community doing that, getting people toothpaste and toothbrushes, getting people their hearing aid batteries. Those sorts of things are happening all over the place, and it's such a privilege to see the hands and feet of Christ in action in that way. I have a little fellowship out at Kupanuk, a little village that was cut off by floodwaters. Congregation of three people, but they also run an op shop, and they opened the little chapely church and op shop and had 27 people being fed, housed, given access to medications, given access to assessment by the emergency agencies. So they acted as an evacuation centre for many days with the amazing support of their tiny little community, donating bedding, donating food. They pooled everything that they had, and the church was just able to offer that hospitality space for that to happen. They did heroic things, and I'm told that on the Sunday morning, as everybody was clearing up the sleeping bags and the mattresses from the pews, somebody said, "Oh, but what about church this morning?" And the lady who was organising it said to her, "This is church. This is church at the moment for many of us, and this is the Easter story. for many of us, that the high hopes of Palm Sunday, that 2021 was going to be better than 2020 and that COVID would be in the rearview mirror and everything would be rosy, those hopes may betray us. But those deep hopes from the Easter story, that we go through the waters and God is there, and that the sun always rises, you know. We are in that season of deep hope, and that's what the church is offering.
Claire, I'm deeply moved hearing these stories, and I know that a lot of people listening are as well. You know, here in Sydney, a lot of us can be really far removed from these communities, from these experiences. How can listeners here in Sydney help the communities up north?
The first thing I'd say is, if you feel able to, there are many wonderful flood relief charities that you can make a donation to, both local ones and national ones. Whether your preference is you know, to buy a bale of hay for a farmer, or whether it be to channel money to other forms of aid. If you would like to donate goods, please donate in a targeted way. Because the charities and the churches can get overwhelmed by secondhand goods that we then have to store and dispose of. And it's much, much better to give people the dignity of choosing what it is, what help they need. So there are wonderful websites like Give It, local Facebook pages, just saying what people most need. I guess the need that often gets forgotten that people can really help us with is simply not to forget us. We have been through traumatizing bushfires 12 months ago that we haven't really had a chance to recover and process from because of COVID. As a community, we haven't yet had a chance to do that healing. And we're just aware that the wonderful agencies who are doing such great work in this first phase of recovery will move on. We could really do with people who will just journey with us as the needs continue to unfold, as the bruises start to be felt. So please, I would just say to some of your listeners, call us in a month's time and ask us how we're doing. Call us in 3 months' time and ask us how we're doing. Call us in 6 months' time and ask us how you can pray for us, because some of us won't be fine yet at that stage. And it will do us the world of good to know that our brothers and sisters haven't forgotten.
Well, Claire, I can assure you that me and many others listening right now are praying for you and your community, not just today, but across the coming weeks and months as well. Reverend Claire Wright, Ministry Development Minister for the Uniting Church in the Manning Valley, thank you so much for your time on Hope Breakfast this morning.
Thank you, Georgia, and thank you to all.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.